Requires port in and activation on $50 plan while supplies last. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
The good news is the GM of your favorite team traded up in the draft. The bad news, they used the pick to select this show.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, Studios.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
I have an undrafted grade on him. I don't know what I can tell you.
And CJ Beathard, I see a guy that's more of a noodle arm thrower. No disrespect.
Well, I said it with all due respect.
That doesn't mean you get to say whatever you want to say to me.
Sure as heck does.
No, it doesn't mean that.
It's in the Geneva Convention. Look it up.
Obviously, we got confidence in him. That's why we took him. But he's got a lot of work to do, and he's got to earn his way here just like everyone else.
Raise your hand if you saw C.J. Beathard as the first Hawkeye off the draft board.
Put your hand down.
And raise your hand if you thought three Hawkeyes would be drafted ahead of Desmond King over the weekend.
Also, once again, put your hand down.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show. The voice that you just heard, Alex Kuhn, riding shotgun. Jeff Downing on the other side of the glass. Good show in store for you today. We want to hear from you on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line as we do a little post-mortem on the NFL draft today. 319-366-1600. Great show lined up today. Matt Venzel from the Minneapolis Star Tribune is going to be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk a little Minnesota Vikings football with Matt. Vikings finding a replacement for Adrian Peterson via the draft, perhaps in Dalvin Cook, whom they took with the 41st overall pick. Minnesota also taking Jahleel Johnson out of Iowa with the 109th selection. So we'll find out how that is playing in the Twin Cities. Adam Tesher, who survived the ESPN bloodbath last week, covers the Kansas City Chiefs for ESPN.com. He's going to be joining us at the top of hour number three tonight. We'll talk about Kansas City and the decision to trade up to select Patrick Mahomes. We touched a little bit on that. They also, I thought, made a very nice pick at 139 with Jehu Chesson out of the University of Michigan. And Kareem Hunt, the Toledo running back. So Kansas City, I think, had a good draft. They didn't have a ton of picks, but I think they made some interesting ones. The first pick, that's open for debate, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to break down Desmond King's slide down the draft board as well tonight, coming up in hour number two. We'll even squeeze in a little bit of Major League Baseball talk. Noah Syndergaard going on the disabled list. He's got a partially torn lat muscle. It's what happens when you throw 100 miles an hour. And Ken Rosenthal at Fox Sports today wondering when Major League Baseball is going to address the new problem that it seems to have with pitchers being injured and trying to throw too hard. And we'll talk a little bit about that as well as the Cubs-Red Sox series over the weekend. Cubs getting ready to open a series at home at Wrigley Field against the Phillies. Plenty to get into. We will run down the list of players that have signed non-drafted free agent contracts for Hawkeyes, I think four Cyclones, and a couple UNI Panthers at least that we could gather here. So a lot to get to. And then we've got a giveaway for you today. Alex, this is very exciting. You wouldn't know it from looking out the window right now because it doesn't necessarily look like golf weather, but we've got some passes to the Amana Colonies golf course that we're going to be giving away. They've got the best shot coming up on May 21st later this month. So I've got a foursome that we'll be giving away. And that's not all we're giving away, because I know in listening to Scott and Mark's show, they did not play the clip of the day from Mike and Mike. So if you hear a clip of either Mike Golic or Mike Greenberg at any point during tonight's program between now and 7 o'clock, and you are the sixth caller to 319-366-1600, just for the simple act of listening to this program and dialing the phone, you're going to win $100. So I'm going to go ahead and give you 10 seconds right now. to just go ahead and dial 319-366-1600, and I'm going to let you put that into your phone, and I'm going to let you save that number. Because we're not just doing this today, we're not just doing it this week. You're going to have an opportunity to win $100 a day, every single day, Monday through Friday, during the month of May. Now, the lone exception there being Memorial Day, when we're not going to be on the air. But pretty cool promotion and an opportunity. You could do a lot of things with $100.
I could use $100 right now.
I'm just saying. Well, I could use it too after the Mount Mercy baseball dinner last night.
Did you come away with some great
Jack Dom turned me upside down and shook the change out of my pockets again. I did. I picked up a couple items and added to my collection. First, the good news, and that's that the dinner last night, Jack thinks that they raised about $13,000 for the Mount Mercy baseball program last night, and that's great news. It's the second year that I've been a part of the dinner. Tyler and I emceed it last year, and then I guess I flew solo this year, and it was a great night. Thank you to everybody who came out. And I didn't know this, but Jack mentioned this last night, that when he first took over the Mount Mercy program, players had to pay to be a part of the program to help cover some of the expenses. I think he said it was $900 or something like that. And now through the fundraising and everything that Mount Mercy's been able to do, that's no longer the case. So it's very cool. Last year they gave us a bat with a personalized Louisville Slugger. And this year, as a thank you, I got an autographed helmet from the entire team.
I saw that. It looks great.
So it's in the office, and it looks great. And I don't know how many people turned Jack down as far as emceeing the event before he settled on bringing me back again this year. But it was a fun time at Vito's last night, and certainly a big thanks going out to those guys for shutting down their restaurant and hosting that event. Came away with an Addison Russell autographed bat, which I bought more out of sentimental reasons than anything, because he's my son's favorite player. My son's 10 months old, but he has a favorite player, and it's Addison Russell. He's been assigned Addison Russell.
I was going to say, is it by his choice?
Sort of, kind of. We were watching the NLCS last year, and Addison Russell had a really good game, and I sort of said, he's your favorite player now, because we were watching the game together, and every time I think of Addison Russell or see him, then I think of watching the game with my son. And so he actually perks up. He'll smile if you say Addison Russell in sort of a cute, weird voice.
Interesting.
But he'll also perk up and smile if you say virtually anybody's name in a cute, kidsy voice. But I like to think that it's an Addison Russell. So I picked up the bat, and then for myself, a very affordable, I think I bought it for $25. I was the only person who bid on it. I got a Denny Matthews autographed baseball. Denny Matthews, the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, for my memorabilia collection. So
let me guess, the Addison Russell bat was a little bit more expensive.
Addison Russell bat was a little bit more, and I kept bidding on it, and then I would go and I would beg people to go back and outbid me. And it worked for a while, and then at the end of the night, there was about 2 minutes left before the silent auction closed, and I thought, you know, the money goes to a good place. I'm going to go ahead and wind up coming home with this. But $13,000, they had the Jake Arrieta jersey, Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, lots of Cubs stuff there last night, and it went for just an absolute fortune.
I was going to ask you that same question. Did the Chris Bryant photo go for more than you could get
the
on
jersey
eBay?
Went for the signed jersey of Chris Bryant, I think it went for four figures, if
wow,
I recall
that's
correctly.
Awesome. That's great, though. It's for a good cause, and I always like to see. I figured the Cubs memorabilia would go at an increase rate.
Very, very popular stuff. And even Sean from Coach's Corner got into the act last night and bought some Cubs memorabilia, but I think he's got nefarious plans for the wall hanging that he purchased. 319-366-1600, that's the number if you want to pick up the phone and call to get in on the program tonight. We're talking a lot of NFL draft, but we'll mix it up a little bit as well. Desmond King slides all the way down the draft board and is the final Hawkeye to be taken in the draft. I don't think anybody saw that coming into the weekend. And I imagine that it had to be pretty uncomfortable. I wouldn't say painful, but this is a guy that last year people thought was a borderline first-round pick, second-round pick. At one point this year, at the beginning of the season, he was a first-round pick. I think all the way as number 11 or 15, top 15 pick. And then he winds up being a fifth-round draft selection, which, no knock on him, and as other people have pointed out, if he plays well in Los Angeles, I've got to catch myself there and not say San Diego. If he plays well in LA with the Chargers, he's going to have an opportunity to maybe do what Micah Hyde did, a player in a similar position where he wasn't drafted extremely high, but he had a successful start to his career. And now Micah Hyde has a big money contract with the Buffalo Bills. So C.J. Beathard, and that, by the way, in the intro to the program tonight, was the guys on the NFL Network talking about C.J. Beathard, noodle-armed, wouldn't say that he has a strong arm. I don't know, it wasn't flattering. And I think it had more to do with the fact of where he was taken and how big of a surprise that was. He was, I believe, the sixth quarterback to go off the board.
That's correct.
And there were some other quarterbacks out there that guys at the NFL Network, the one, and I can't remember who the guy was, but he said he had a non-drafted grade on C.J. Beathard. Now, you're going to hear later on in the program tonight the 49ers, and specifically head coach Kyle Shanahan, talking about C.J. Beathard. They like him a lot. So much so that they went out and they got George Kittle to maybe play alongside him. Now, I think Kittle's got a better shot at seeing the field and playing right away. The NFL Network comped him to Owen Daniels a little bit. There were a lot of Houston comps because of where Kyle Shanahan was coming from. So Matt Schaub came up in the C.J. Beathard discussion. Owen Daniels came up in the George Kittle discussion. But all in all, a pretty interesting draft. And you got four Hawkeyes that go off the board, none of them in the order that anybody was thinking. Okay, well, man, maybe Jahlil Johnson gets taken ahead of Desmond King. Okay, yeah, maybe. And okay, George Kittle, Beathard, somebody's going to draft Desmond. And as I tweeted over the weekend, I was starting to wonder if maybe Desmond King had murdered somebody. But then I remembered it's the NFL draft, and if he had done that, he would have been off the board well before the Raiders used a first-round draft pick on a guy that is part of an active rape investigation. And then you've got Joe Mixon, who goes to Cincinnati in the second round, and his history. And you are reminded of how cold and calculating the NFL is as a business. Because nice guys like Desmond King, who made the decision to leave millions of dollars on the table and go back to school to get his degree last year, and by all accounts is a great kid, he slides to the fifth round. And you see members of the Mean Machine getting drafted in the first and second rounds. Very, very good reminder that the NFL was a business this weekend.
I think it was a direct quote from Desmond King. He thought that his phone was broken.
When I read that quote on Twitter, it made me sad.
Same.
Because I put myself into the position of, they had a party on Friday night, I believe at Kinnick Stadium. And okay, you don't go in the second or third round. Fourth round's going to start. The phone's going to ring right away Saturday morning is how I would be thinking about it. And I found myself, and I don't like watching the draft, and I don't know why I just didn't put something else on TV and then just follow along on my phone on Twitter and let everybody else torture themselves by watching the draft coverage. But I wound up sitting on the couch watching the draft coverage, and at some point in time, it just got laboriously boring to me. And I thought, I am pot committed right now, to use poker terminology. I got too much invested in the pot. I got to ride this out and see what happens to Desmond King now. And ultimately, he winds up going in the fifth round. Now, do we have, this is Mike Williams announcing the selection. And I thought it was kind of funny because Iowa State went, this is the third year in a row Iowa State has gone without having a player drafted. Randy Peterson at the Des Moines Register has a very good article on that on their website. But I guess if you wanted to take solace in this, Iowa State fans, this was Mike Williams announcing Desmond King's selection by the Chargers and then the NFL Network afterwards. But this isn't quite as good as the guy who misspelled J-E-T-E, Jets, Jets, Jets. But it's pretty close, and it hits home here in Eastern Iowa. This is Mike Williams announcing Desmond King's draft.
With the 151st pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Chargers select Desmond King, defensive back, Iowa State.
It seemed like he had been on top of your best player available here for a little while. So slides all the way to the fifth round, and they get another cornerback.
Let him slide, because watch what's going to happen. This is a player, you know what, 14 interceptions in college and 29 in high schools. Ball Hawks get the ball. 43 since the time he was in high school. It's not an accident. His ball skills are incredible. He is tough. He's thick and physical, and that thickness causes some concerns. He's built almost like a running back. Let me tell you, he is such a competitive dog out there when he is out on the corner. And when the ball's in the air, his skills, the ball skills here, I mean, this is just not an accident. To me, Bucky, when you take the ball away throughout college, you go to high school, and you see incredible production there. I think he can transition to safety and become a ball-hawking safety on the next level as well.
Iowa State!
Whoops.
Yeah, don't make that mistake. You know what? How many people watching probably even caught that? Because if you don't follow closely, I mean, I would like to think people know who the 2015 Jim Thorpe Award winner is and where he goes to school, but
is that realistic?
I couldn't believe the number of times over the course of the weekend where they would send a player or somebody to the podium and they either couldn't pronounce the player's name, they would announce the wrong name, someone screwed up a first name at one point in time, and all I could think of was, here's a young man who's getting drafted, and I think it was a third-round pick, if I recall correctly, and he's probably getting together, and he's watching with his friends and his family and his high school and college coaches, and he's built his entire life for this moment, and the guy announcing his name at the podium at the draft calls him Matt instead of Mark or whatever it was. And how just, you want to talk about checking your ego at the door.
Well, hopefully they weren't watching it on the NFL Network, but yeah, that would, I don't know how I would react to that because with my name, it happens every once in a while. So if that were me, I'd probably be a little bit, there would be that's a humbling moment.
Someone on the text line is telling me that Joel Klatt got into with Colin Cowherd about how great the 49ers draft was, and the 49ers took not one but two Iowa football players.
Colin Cowherd started talking about the fake ID, and then Joel Klatt jumped back at him pretty quick. He basically said, you can't say that you like the 49ers draft and then continually bash the Iowa Hawkeyes. Then Colin brought up the fact that Iowa plays Wyoming in the first game, and Joel Klatt immediately said, well, you do know that Wyoming has one of the best quarterback prospects for the 2018 draft,
very
right?
Very well could go off the board with the first overall pick.
Very possible.
Next year. And the Cowboys will open their season at Kinnick Stadium. But yes, 5680 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Nothing tops not being able to spell Jets. J-E-T-E.
When
Let's
was
go,
this?
Jets.
I missed this.
The first round.
Oh, my goodness. The first, and that's when you get every pick announced.
Yeah.
Ugh. Who was it?
Well, it was a former player for the J-E-T-E Jets. Not a good week, and not a good weekend to be a Jets and Mets fan.
No.
Leave it at that.
Well, breaking news, the Anthony Rendon just drove in another run. Also breaking news, the Chicago Bears just drafted another Division II player.
And we're going to talk about this because when you look at the five selections, that, and the best thing that I saw this weekend is somebody compared it to a monkey flinging poop at random names. Because when you go down just in order, North Carolina, okay, Ashland, sounds like a furniture store. Then Alabama, North Carolina A&T, and then Kutztown, which I think was a comic in the Sunday comics for a while. 26 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock, we will talk Bears draft, we will talk NFL draft. We've got plenty of guests, and again, the Mike and Mike phrase of the day, an opportunity for you to win $100 here. When we come back, we'll give you your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update. It involves or includes another weekly honor for the Iowa baseball team, which had a very successful, if not long, weekend against Penn State. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn returns after this.
A mother used to wear a crisply pressed dress, ride along on Sunday drives with the family, and serve meat and potatoes on the everyday china. Now a mother wears jeans, fast tracks it in the minivan, and serves heart-healthy meals on eco-friendly plates. Yes, moms have changed a lot over the years, but Hertine and Stocker Jewelers still knows how to make them happy on Mother's Day. Since 1947, the Dickens family has been offering lovely gifts and helpful suggestions to children, and sometimes dads, to make Mother's Day especially special. This Mother's Day, come to Hertine and Stocker and choose beautiful and meaningful mother's jewelry. Or perhaps a watch or some other gift that mom will treasure. Stop and see what's in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and wish a happy 70th anniversary to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
4:28, we're talking NFL draft coming up at the bottom of the hour. Matt Venzel from the Minneapolis Star Tribune will be along to talk Jahlil Johnson and more about future Vikings. But first, it's time for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. We'll start with a little recruiting news for the Iowa Hawkeyes. They didn't have to look very far to find their fourth 2018 commitment. Solon defensive tackle Tyler Linderbaum today announcing that he is committed to the Hawkeyes. Several area football players who went undrafted over the weekend signed free agent deals with various NFL teams. That includes LaShawn Daniels and Cole Crosston of the Hawkeyes. They inked a contract with defending Super Bowl champion New England. Four Iowa State players signed deals, including Nigel Tribune with the Giants and Jamal Wiltz with the Eagles. And a couple Northern Iowa players, including Carter Schold, who had an outstanding career for the Panthers. He'll try to continue his football days with the Cleveland Browns. Cedar Rapids Colonels are off today before opening a six-game homestand tomorrow night at Veterans Memorial Stadium against the Lake County Captains. The Colonels beat the Peoria Chiefs yesterday 1-0 on the road. The first game of the doubleheader, it was rain-shortened. Second game of the doubleheader got rained out. And the Iowa baseball team swept its weekend series with Penn State to improve to 9-6 in Big Ten play. The Hawkeyes will travel to Western Illinois tomorrow for a game against the Leathernecks. Nick Gallagher named Big Ten Pitcher of the Week after he worked eight innings in that 4-2 win over Penn State over the weekend.
This bottom of the hour sports center is brought to you by Linder Tire Service. Ride on their reputation for integrity and outstanding personal service. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
EA Lockdown Podcast. Listen to it now on ESPNradio.com. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Here's what's happening. The NBA spotlight on Cleveland and San Antonio tonight for a pair of second-round series openers. The Cavaliers, who've been off a full week, welcome the Raptors. The Spurs, home to the Rockets. Houston 3-0 all-time in playoff series versus San Antonio. Warriors coach Steve Kerr remains out indefinitely with symptoms related to complications from back surgery he had almost 2 years ago. He'll continue medical tests and procedures this week. Assistant Mike Brown will continue to act as head coach for tomorrow's series opener against the Jazz. NHL injured Penguins Patrick Hornquist, Carl Hagelin, and Brian Dumoulin. Game time decisions for Game 3 tonight against the Capitals. Pittsburgh is up 2-0. Baseball, Mets pitcher Noah Syndergaard with a partial tear of his right lat muscle on the DL. No timetable for his return. Orioles and Red Sox face off tonight for the first time since tempers flared a week ago in Baltimore. It started with a late slide by the O's Manny Machado into Boston second baseman Dustin Pedroia. 2 days later, Red Sox reliever Matt Barnes threw a fastball behind Machado's head. Coverage tonight begins at 7 o'clock Eastern on ESPN.
Right now at Pizza Hut, get 50% off all menu-priced pizzas when you order online for a limited time. That's 50% off your favorites, like hand-tossed pepperoni, meat lovers, or even original pan supreme. But hurry, this deal ends soon. No one out-pizzas the Hut.
Kids, get your shoes on. We're leaving for school. Do you have your homework?
Yes!
Do you have your lunch?
Yes.
Do you have your backpack?
Yes!
Life is hectic. Keep it rolling smoothly with a set of new tires from Linder Tire.
Have a great day, kids.
Uh-oh, Mom, I forgot my lunch.
Oh.
Linder Tire. We keep life rolling smoothly, even with a few bumps in the road.
When you need help with your garage door, it's a lot easier to ask one person with hands-on experience a few questions than it is to drive over to the big door companies and get passed around until you finally get to speak to the person who can answer your questions. Well, Olinger Garage Door is a small company with dedicated folks who help you from sales to service. Olinger Garage Doors, based in Newhall, serving Cedar Rapids and the surrounding areas. The small town guys meeting the big needs of their neighbors. Olinger GarageDoors.com.
Your computer and IT needs are as individual as you are, and there really is no reason to be a sheeple. And pick a plan that has you paying monthly service fees to be part of a herd. At Network Computer Solutions, you only pay for what you need because the plan is designed for you. Call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223. If you're sick of the wool being pulled over your eyes, call Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. Many entrepreneurs love the flexibility that comes with owning their own business. Cabbage offers a line of credit of up to $100,000 with the flexibility small businesses need. Apply online or from your phone. You will get a decision in minutes and can use any amount you need when you need it. Cabbage has provided over $2.5 billion in funding to 90,000 small businesses and is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Go to cabbage.com or call 888-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver five times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
This is the sound of everyday engine threats like gunk, wear, and corrosion, unleashing their wrath on your engine. Now, this is the sound of Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, providing the best total engine protection you can get. Period. Think all premium fuels are the same? Think again. Choose Shell V-Power Nitro Plus today.
Guess how many Americans are disgruntled employees? More than half. Maybe they're like Jason, who worked third shift scraping maggots out of garbage trucks wearing a hazmat suit. Then Jason went to My Computer Career and ditched that hazmat suit for an IT career in less than 6 months. So if you're disgruntled, go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Classes meet just twice a week on campus or live online. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
4:35 here on a Monday. Remember, keep listening for the Mike and Mike phrase of the day. When you hear it, be the sixth caller to 319-366-1600, and you're going to take home today's $100. Big thank you going out to our friends at Toyota of Iowa City for helping us turn April showers into May dollars. It's the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Jeff Downing on the other side of the glass. Looks like he's got his golf attire on again today. Not happening, Jeff. Not with all that rain out there. Not even. This isn't
maybe
even
in a couple days.
This isn't even cart path only today. This is stay home and find something better to do. I'm going to keep talking NFL draft. Plus, was there a bro code violation committed at Desmond King's NFL draft party on Friday in Iowa City? We're going to get into that coming up in hour number two. But as promised, we're going to dive in with the at least the Vikings portion of the draft. Minnesota did draft one Hawkeye player in Jahlil Johnson over the weekend. Pretty good-looking draft for the Vikings, and it started with a possible replacement for Adrian Peterson. Matt Venzel, who has joined us on the program before from the Minneapolis Star Tribune, is with us now. Matt, we appreciate you taking time to join us here on the program on a Monday, and let's go ahead and start with the reaction in the Twin Cities to the Dalvin Cook selection.
I think for the most part, fans are excited about it. I mean, you know, the reason he was available is because of character concerns stemming from a handful of incidents he's had, although he was never found guilty in any of them, or at least the more serious ones. The most serious allegation was his freshman year at Florida State. He was accused of hitting a woman at a bar, I believe, and that one went to trial and he was found not guilty. So since then, it sounds like, at least according to his head coach, Jimbo Fisher, that he's, you know, cleaned up his act and kind of learned from it. But teams still had concerns. But despite all that, I think fans are excited about the talent. You know, maybe they're just excited that it wasn't a Joe Mixon-type gamble. But, you know, as you said it, he has the potential to be a long-time replacement for Adrian Peterson. And, you know, fans are excited about that, and they're also excited about a couple of their other picks, too.
You bring up those character concerns, and he was kind of an interesting case with a lot of teams who didn't know what to make of them. With Mike Zimmer and the way that he took in several of those guys in Cincinnati and in very successful fashion, does this make it even a better pick for Dalvin Cook in Minneapolis?
Well, I mean, you know, I think the fact that Zimmer's been a part of organizations that were able to take some guys who had some question marks in that regard and you know, keep them on the straight and narrow certainly helps. You know, but the Vikings also haven't really taken too many of these gambles, at least since he's been here, which is worth noting. I mean, you know, they've had a couple of guys with minor incidents in their past, but for the most part in the draft, they try to focus on guys who are clean off the field. So this is a little bit of a gamble, though. I think they've kind of earned the goodwill. You know, these guys had a reputation for a long while of being one of the organizations that had the most arrests by players. And, you know, over the past 2-3 years, they've slowly been able to clean up the act there. So I do know, though, I mean, the Vikings did a lot of homework on him. They did a lot of homework on Joe Mixon. And, you know, if Zimmer didn't feel comfortable that everything that happened in the past is going to stay in the past, they would have done the same thing for Rick Spielman. You know, I think what the concerns are twofold. One is that it's not just one incident, but it's a pattern of behavior that makes you wonder if, you know, he learned from those mistakes. And the other one is, you know, apparently teams were concerned that of the crowd he runs with back home in Miami and whether, you know, he would bring people along with him that could might not be always thinking in his best interest. But, you know, whatever he said to the Vikings, he had a 45-minute phone call with Rick Spielman on Friday after he fell out of the first round, and Rick signed off on it, felt comfortable that Cook was being truthful with him. And, you know, we'll see if ultimately that was a smart gamble by the Vikings or something will happen again with Cook.
Matt Venzel with us from the Minneapolis Star Tribune talking post-NFL draft Minnesota Vikings with us. And then I think a lot of people expected Minnesota to address the defensive line during the draft. A lot of people in Eastern Iowa happy to see Jahlil Johnson go off the board to the Vikings, especially all of the Vikings fans here in the Cedar Rapids, Iowa City area. What did management and Mike Zimmer have to say about the Jahlil Johnson selection?
Well, I mean, as far as the rookie class goes, I mean, this is one player that has a path to potentially playing a lot as a rookie with Sharif Floyd's career in jeopardy after, you know, he had some complications from surgery back in September. But Mike Zimmer said he thinks he's a stout run defender. He could see him playing both, you know, splitting time at both tackle spots. Nose tackle and the three technique position, they're pretty settled with Linval Joseph, but there is a nose tackle, but there is the opening there, the three technique spot. And it was interesting. I mean, you guys know more about him than I do, but you know, Zimmer praised him as a good run defender and a strong guy, and didn't really hype up his pass rushing skills. And he had 7.5 sacks this past season. So, you know, maybe he'll surprise the Vikings there, but certainly a hole in the depth chart. There'll be an opportunity for him to play right away and carve out a role. And, you know, this is a team that struggled at times against the run. Really, that's been the case all 3 years under Zimmer. So maybe this guy who's a little bit bigger can do something about that.
So you mentioned Sharif Floyd and his career being in jeopardy with a serious knee injury. So like you said, that leaves a void next to Linval Joseph on that defensive line. Where does that race for that three technique or that other defensive tackle stand right now? Obviously, Dayton Jones's name is in the running. Kind of ask the question because we have an Iowa guy going into that spot with a potential to play right away.
Yeah, I mean, we don't really have a good idea of the pecking order because these guys aren't practicing in team drills yet. You know, if they were to put out a depth chart, I'm sure they'd list one of the incumbents, but the guy that seems most likely to take over the most of those snaps is Dayton Jones, coming over from the Packers. He only signed a 1-year deal, but this guy is a former first round pick. He feels he was misutilized in Green Bay, and he might have a point. I mean, I think at one point last year he was playing outside linebacker at 280, 290 pounds. So he thinks it'll be a good fit for him at the three technique. Obviously a talented guy if his former first rounder. So I think he's probably the front runner at this point. They have Tom Johnson, who will play, assuming he's 32. He's coming off a torn hamstring late in the season. You know, physically he's able to go. He's a situational pass rusher, but kind of got overextended last year by playing the bulk of the snaps with Floyd out. It's better if he's only playing, you know, 40% of the snaps as a pass rusher. And then there's Shamar Stephen, who is really, they draft him as a nose tackle, but he played a lot in Floyd's absence because he's more of a run defender. Didn't really play well. He's entering the final year of his contract, a former seventh-round pick. So that's an opportunity. At the very least, Johnson will have an opportunity to maybe take over the Shamar Stephen role where he's playing, a little bit at both spots, maybe 20, 30 snaps a game. Because the Vikings like to roll through guys on the defensive line. They'll play 3-4 defensive tackles, 7-8 different linemen. So there's certainly an opportunity for him to get some snaps and, we'll see if he makes a push for the full-time starting gig.
With Captain Munnerlin gone to free agency and Terrence Newman about to get AARP mailings, were you surprised that the Vikings waited until the seventh round to do anything in the defensive backfield?
No, I don't think so. I mean, they're pretty much solidified with their top four guys. I think there's probably a number of teams in the league that would like to have their top four. I mean, the Xavier Rhodes and Trey Waynes are expected to start on the outside, although Newman might still have something to say about that when it comes to Waynes. And then Mackenzie Alexander is the favorite to replace Captain Munnerlin. And talented guy, he was a second-round pick last year that they drafted, knowing that they wouldn't need him. So he's going to get the first crack at it. If not, you wonder if they would, move Newman inside. He's done that a little bit. He did it early in his career. They also have Jabari Price, a guy who spent all last season on injured reserve. But they think he might have a chance to factor in as well. So they have some bodies, but, more so it's surprising they didn't draft a defensive back until the end of the seventh round just because it was such a great class for, both corners and safeties, according to the draft analysts. And Mike Zimmer, of course, is the DB whisperer. You figured he would want to get his hands on one of these guys, but it certainly wasn't, their most pressing need.
In the third round, the Vikings take Pat Elflein out of Ohio State, who had a lot of hype around him early in the draft process as a possible into the first round, early second round pick. They get him in the third round. Are we possibly looking at a plug and play center right away for the Minnesota Vikings?
It's to be determined, I guess, if he's going to play at center. But yeah, I would expect this guy to play week one, if not soon after that. They say they're going to start him out at center. He played both guard and center at Ohio State. I think where he plays ultimately ends up on who they, how some things play out elsewhere. I mean, they have Nick Easton, Joe Berger at center. Berger can play guard. They have Jeremiah Searles who can play guard. So I think it might be one of those deals where they just figure out which one of those guys is the best one and then shift you know, Elf line once they figure that out. And, you know, this is just me speculating. We haven't even seen these guys yet. But, you know, I could very much see that being how it plays out. But, you know, Ohio State, actually the Gophers just hired Ohio State's former offensive line coach, Ed Warner. And, you know, he has a reputation of getting these Ohio State guys ready to play right away. Taylor Decker with the Lions. He actually, I think it was 2013, four of his five starting offensive linemen ended up earning starting jobs as rookies in the NFL. So he's certainly getting those guys prepared to play. And it seems like, you know, this Elf line character might be, you know, the next in line to be able to come in and contribute right away.
On the outside, the tackles on the offensive line were a problem last year, as was the entire offensive line. But they go out and they sign Riley Reiff, former Hawkeye, and Mike Remmers for at right tackle. Is the TJ Clemmings experiment as a starter over? And were you surprised they didn't address the tackle need in the draft?
Well, those guys need to stay healthy for it to be over. And, you know, that was the same deal last year. I mean, they thought they wouldn't need TJ Clemmings last year. You know, he got forced into the lineup as a rookie, and that did not go well, as everyone knows. And then, you know, he was kind of ticketed to be their backup tackle at both spots, and then there were more injuries, so he was forced to play a lot, too. So this year, they're hoping that they'll be better injury-wise, but with Clemmings, he's just really showed little, if any, sign of improvement over his first 2 years. And so you have to wonder if he's going to be on the team, especially because they have a guy like Jeremiah Searles that, who, if you know, he's not starting at guard, he has the potential to be a swing tackle. As for them not drafting a tackle, I mean, I wouldn't say it was surprising. I think it would have been nice if they would have drafted one, because Reiff and Remmers are, you know, solid players, but you know, they're not going to be top-notch guys for them probably. Plus, you know, they're only, you know, they can get out of those contracts in a couple of years. So they need to get some young guys in there to develop. But, you know, it wasn't a great class for tackles. And once, you know, they got into the second round and you know, most, if not all of the good ones are gone, I think they just kind of punted on it and addressed other needs, which was probably the right move.
Minneapolis Star Tribune reporter Matt Venzel with us talking Minnesota Vikings football. Minnesota, no first-round draft pick because of the Sam Bradford trade last year. But if they would have had a first-round pick, what direction do you think that Mike Zimmer and the Vikings would have probably leaned in?
Well, I mean, we just talked about offensive tackle. You know, they would have been smack dab right in the middle of the first round, and the first tackle didn't come off the board until pick 20. So you have to think, given the opportunity to at least get their pick, and it might not have been a great class of tackles, but you know, some of those guys might pan out. You think they would have gone with a tackle. They also might have had a crack at Jonathan Allen, the defensive tackle. Maybe they went in that direction. It's a good thing to wonder about, though. Yeah, I mean, they could have gotten any different numbers. O.J. Howard, I mean, they say best player available all the time, but, you know, typically most teams, and the Vikings are no exception, in the first and maybe second round, you're drafting for need, usually. You can say best player available all you want, but you know, with some of the guys there, they might not have been the most pressing needs like tackle, but it's interesting to think what they would have done if, you know, they could have got a crack at someone like O.J. Howard or something like that.
We'll end on this note, Matt. What was your reaction to the Bears trading up one spot to draft Mitchell Trubisky? Obviously, a draft pick of interest with the NFC North implications.
Well, it was a little surprising just because they had committed to Mike Glennon, and not that it was a, you know, a long-term commitment, but they signed the guy and they talked him up. And then apparently even he didn't know that it was going to happen. I saw the Chicago Tribune said that he felt betrayed by it. So I think it was surprising in that regard. I mean, what they gave up to go and guaranteed they get him really wasn't all that much if you look at the history of trades like that. And, you know, would they still been able to get him? It sounds like they would have at pick number three. But if you love the guy and you don't know for sure, you know, you don't want to wonder what if the rest of your life, especially when you're in a desperate situation like John Fox and Ryan Pace are. I mean, this could be their last year if things don't work out. And then maybe, you know, getting a young quarterback in there buys them a little bit more time. But, you know, ultimately it's going to come down to whether or not this guy can play. You know, I'm not as much of an expert at looking at college players to say that this guy's going to make the leap. I know he's only started, what, like 13 games. So ultimately it'll come down to that evaluation. But when in talking about the price they paid to move up, you know, I think if you love the guy, it's really not paying that much to go and make sure you get him.
Matt, we appreciate it as always. Thanks for taking the time to join us here. post-NFL draft?
No sweat. Thanks for having me on.
This will give you an idea of me trying to project college players to the NFL level. In 2015, and Vikings fans will understand this and get a kick out of this. In 2015, I said that TJ Clemmings was the most underrated offensive tackle prospect in the draft. I thought he was a first-round talent, and he ended up going fourth round to the Minnesota Vikings. TJ Clemmings, out of 77 gradable tackles last year, was ranked number 77 by Pro Football Focus. That is why I'm not an NFL draft expert.
Don't quit your day job. By the way, the Bears, and this story came out over the weekend, invited Mike Glennon to their draft party. And he had no idea that they were trading up to get Mitchell Trubisky. And now he says that he feels betrayed. But can you imagine the stones on somebody? Now, look, very few people knew what Ryan Pace was going to do. So I'd like to give him the benefit of the doubt and say that he didn't tell whatever public relations person or low-level intern who was in charge of coordinating the draft party. I doubt they're going up to the war room and saying, hey, before we invite the new quarterback, I just want to double check and make sure you guys aren't going to do something crazy like trade up one spot to draft his replacement. So I'll give the Bears the benefit of the doubt. But a lot of people probably won't take that perspective on the story that there wasn't any coordination between the people coordinating the party. I don't think Ryan Pace himself is picking up the phone inviting players to, hey, you want to come to the draft party? But not a good look for that franchise.
It's not, but it always shocks me that these placeholding quarterbacks don't understand that they're placeholders. Sam Bradford went through the same thing when the Philadelphia Eagles selected Carson Wentz, not understanding that he's there to start year one because you want to give Wentz a redshirt year similar to what they're going to do in Chicago. So it always baffles me when these quarterbacks get signed to a contract for minimal guaranteed money and a short contract, and they think that they're the long-term answer when clearly they were brought in as a placeholder.
I don't think Mike Glennon probably felt that he was the long-term answer, but the guy's got, what, $18.5 million guaranteed this year, and I'm trying to look at this through his eyes. They bring me to town. I'm the new starter, even if it's just for 1 year. NFL's a quarterback league, so I've got the big quarterback ego. Here I am at the draft party, and maybe I'm the center of attention. And then they did what?
I definitely get it from that standpoint.
And then all of a sudden, but no. So you're at the party. Everybody sees the pick go down. And do you imagine how many people probably turned then and just stared at him? And now you're in a really awkward position.
That would be
because
embarrassing.
Because what do you do? And you got a whole room full of people looking at you going, dude, they just traded up to draft a quarterback after they signed you. 319-366-1600. Keep that phone number handy because not only are you going to need it to call for the Mike and Mike phrase of the day, when you hear it, the key is when you hear it. Every time we talk about this, the phone rings. And I think it's someone thinking it's a cue to call. It's not. You've got to wait until you hear it. But we've also got the foursome to the Amana Colonies golf course to give away today as well. We're going to step aside. Quick break. We come back. We'll give you another Midwest One Bank Big Board update and set the table for hour number two. It's the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM.
When I walk in the bank, there's two or three people that say, hey, Pat, hi, Pat, how you doing? Thanks for coming in today. That's what makes a person feel special. It's a hometown feel.
Pat Loeffler is a busy guy with Carpenters Local 308 and his family, but he was proud to take time to talk about how Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust makes a difference to him.
Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust has made the commitment to me and the other union trades in town to be that union bank. You have a place that you can come in to sit down and talk with somebody on a personal level. That means a lot to my members. You're just not another number to them. You're a face and a name. They know you.
People you can bank on.
And they're so approachable. starts with the receptionist, Jeannie.
I work with Brittany. I work with John Rodriguez. I've worked with numerous, you know, people at Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust over the years. They've been there for me every single time that I've asked them.
Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust. Meet them at peopleyoucanbankon.com.
My friends and family that I refer, they're always referring other people to Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust. That's the best part about it.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You know, hearing Pat on that commercial reminds me that it's our turn for Lunchbox Heroes this week. You and I are going to be on the campus of Cole College at their new athletics facilities.
Now,
so I've got,
Mark was at Mount Mercy last week.
Mark was at Mount Mercy last week. I did the Mount Mercy baseball dinner last night. And now Wednesday, I've got to set foot on the campus at Cole. And I know if I run into Ryan Workman or somebody there at Cole that knows that I was doing the Mount Mercy thing on Sunday, it's not going to end well for me. See, this is the world that we live in here. But it's good. It's a good problem to have. Just like we're running out of time for our next Midwest One Bank Big Board update, we'll start with a little Iowa baseball news today. Nick Gallagher named the Big Ten Pitcher of the Week after he worked eight innings in Iowa's 4-2 win over Penn State. He struck out a career-high 10 batters, limited the Nittany Lions to just three hits, and only surrendered one earned run. Iowa swept Penn State over the weekend. Hawkeyes are now 9-6 in Big Ten play. They'll travel to Macomb tomorrow to face Western Illinois. Solon defensive tackle Tyler Linderbaum announced that he'll be joining the Iowa Hawkeyes 2018 recruiting class. He is the fifth commitment in the 18 class, the second to come from the Hawkeye State. Several area football players who went undrafted over the weekend have signed free agent deals with various NFL teams. Two former Hawkeyes signed with the Super Bowl champion New England Patriots, running back LaShawn Daniels and offensive lineman Cole Croston. Four Iowa State players signed deals as well, including Nick Fett with the Minnesota Vikings. And Carter Schultz of UNI reached terms with a free agent deal for the Cleveland Browns. Cedar Rapids Colonels are off today. They open a six-game homestand tomorrow night at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Yesterday in Peoria, the Colonels won a rain-shortened five-inning game, 1-0 over the Chiefs. Second game of the doubleheader postponed. They'll have to make it up when Peoria visits Cedar Rapids later this month. That will likely be on May 16th. 319-366-1600. If you give us a ring right now at that number, and you are caller number six, you're going to win that foursome to the Amana Colonies Golf Club, 366-1600. Remember, they've got the best shot coming up later this month on Sunday, May 21st. More details available at our website, kgymradio.com. We'll find out who our winner is when we kick off our number two.
Mother's Day is almost here, and for a lot of us, it's going to be tough because we won't be there to celebrate with mom in person. Well, with 1-800-Flowers.com, you can still show her how much you care. Because right now, 1-800-Flowers is giving listeners an exclusive 30 for 30 offer. 30 assorted tulips for only $30. That's $1 per tulip. Simply pick your delivery date and let 1-800-Flowers handle the rest. With a beautiful mix of orange, yellow, and pink blooms, these assorted tulips